Hey, Elevens, it's Queen Cooley. Thank you so much for being here. I hope that you are all doing well. If this is your first time, welcome. And if you've been with me for a while, thank you so much for coming back and checking out the video. So today, before I get going, if you want to work with me, the one-on-one, the link will be below in the description box, and also the Brave Academy is opening in 3 weeks. So if you would like that, the information will be there at the link as well. And that is all about making you a better, stronger person who really has the life that they want. And it's really about reframing what's not working for you or losing it and then bringing in what does. So today I wanted to talk to you specifically about, and I've got some notes here, success, right? Super, it's what we all talk about almost every day, right? I want to be successful. Whatever that looks like to you. And for most 11s, that comes down to, I'm here and I want to be here. How do I get there? What do I do? And you may, as an 11, have experienced this, the things I'm going to say, which you probably all have, because a lot of us have the same story. You came here to help, right? You want to help people, you want to help humans. You may not know how that's supposed to look, but you know that you're here to help, right? And you don't know what your gifts are. You may or may not. You need help figuring that out and understanding it. And as an 11, you have always put yourself last. You put other people before you, before your own needs, to make sure that they're happy and taken care of. You put yourself last, dead last. Everyone else goes before you. You overthink things. You think that everything's about you, so you take it personally, which a lot of times it's not. And you're very sensitive. You're a very sensitive soul, a very sensitive heart, and you're smart. You just don't understand what's holding you back and why you really aren't more successful. And success can look like anything. It looks like different things to different people, right? Some people think of it only as money. Some people think of it as freedom and flexibility, where I don't have to go into a cubicle every day. Some people think of it as just travel. I live a laptop lifestyle, whatever it is, right? But the reason, there are many reasons why you aren't where you want to be. But I would say that the first reason is that you're holding onto the past. 11s and master numbers, 11, 22, 33s, are famous for overthinking, right? We overthink things, almost everything. We're the type of people that can look at a scenario 57 different ways. We can look at it through our eyes, through someone else's eyes, and keep going with it, right? And what happens is a lot of times we're living in the past. And that's not really a good thing because the past is the past, it's over with. Whatever happened, happened. Whatever moves you made, however you decided to go, whether it was right or left, up or down, whatever you decided to say in a moment, right? It's done. We are now in the present, and then the future is in front of us. So to live in the past, to keep reliving things, especially if they were negative, is not good for you. Yes, you want to, look at it and learn from it, but then put it away and move forward. Because a lot of times we can't correct things because it's in the past, right? So it's really important that you let things go that are from the past and focus on what you've got in front of you right now. Because if you're looking at the past, there may be certain things in your present that you're not seeing that could actually help you move forward with more grace and ease than you even thought possible. But because you're looking at the past, you're not seeing what's directly in front of you. And this happens to a lot of us, right? Letting go of things after they're done is a skill. You need to practice letting go. And a lot of the times, the way that we do this is we just surrender. I just surrender this to the realms and say, you know what? I might have made some huge mistakes in the past. I'm sure I did. Maybe I didn't say the right thing, didn't do the right thing, but it's time for me to let that go. I can't change it, but I'll learn from it and grow and focus on right now what I have in front of me and then move forward from there because I really want to create the life that I want. So that's the first thing is letting go and actually forgiving yourself and forgiving others. Huge, huge, because you want to start with a clean slate. So give that to yourself. You can give that to yourself easily. The past is the past. Let it go. How do you change? You also need to concentrate and put your energy into the now and what's in front of you. So making a plan and then making smaller goals behind that plan are usually what works for 11s the best. Because we like grandiose, you know, we have a grandiose style. We really like big things. We want to make a huge impact on the whole world if possible, right? And we want to be seen. We want to just do it up, right? But to do that, it takes a lot of smaller goals that have to be finished and executed correctly to make the bigger goal work. So once you have your big goal, you need to make smaller goals and then set that up through time frames, right? So it may be a weekly goal or biweekly goal, whatever it is, because it may take you more time than you think, more money than you think, more people to make your dream real than you think, right? So you've got to allow for time and space to make corrections and course corrections as you go. Okay. And the last part of this is I always say, claim your power. I love doing this. It's so easy. I claim all my power right now to be with me right now in this moment from the past, from all my past lives, from this past life, from all my other past lives. I claim all that power, my personal power, to be with me now in the present right now. I also claim it from the future, all my future lives, and from this future life, I claim all that power that's mine to be with me now. And then I just think all that power, my power is right now here with me in the present. I will take all those lessons that I've now learned and apply them and move them forward. So you don't have to have all the answers. In fact, you'll never have all the answers. It'll never be like on a written engraved invitation. Okay, Cooley, move forward. Let's go. It doesn't work like that. You are the driver. You have to make things happen. You know, if you're an artist, you just have to make it happen. Okay, I'm going to make a showing. It's going to happen. Let's go. What do I need to get it done? That makes sense? Procrastination is something that 11s do all the time. And that's because not because we're lazy, because we have great work ethic. It's because a lot of times we're afraid or we're nervous. And the only way to get rid of that is to actually look at it and bring it out and like into the light and say, why is this making me nervous? What is it about this that's not working for me? Oh, maybe I don't have the right information. Maybe I don't have the right people in place. Maybe I don't have enough funding to do what I want to do. In fact, you'll probably always say those things, but guess what? You're a smart cookie and you can figure it out and you can get funding and you can have people that are, you know, interested in helping you move forward because it's going to be greater for the community and greater for the world, right? So always look at things positively. Be your own advocate. Don't tear yourself down, which is what I did for years. Don't do that. And guys, here's a big hint. Just because you're good at something doesn't mean you should do it. Like, let's just say, just because you're great at numbers doesn't mean that you should sit in a cubicle all day and be an accountant, because most 11s are not good at being in a cubicle, right? We're the people that want to travel. We want to explore. We want to do new things. We want to bring new adventures to others. That's why we get excited. So just because you're great at something doesn't mean you should be doing it, only if you enjoy it. But that's the whole part of this that I think was why we get stuck, because we are good at certain things. And then we're like, well, I've been doing this for a while. I'm making good money. I'm kind of in it now. I've been doing this for 5 years, whatever. When it's like, but you'll be so much more successful and happier if you transition now versus waiting another 5 years. Because then it's going to be much harder. Now you're really going to be into it, right? So take what works for you, claim your power, make your goals, set your goals up into smaller goals, and start living in the now, in the present, with the goal of moving forward and embracing change and embracing who you are. Because you're 11 and you're amazing and you're powerful, very powerful. Don't forget that. All right, guys, I will have the links below. If you want to work with me one-on-one, that would be awesome. Contact me, just email me. And also you can email me about the Brave Academy, and we're looking forward to working together and creating this amazing life that is yours for the taking. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you soon.